Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun and informative green talk radio show that features guests from all over the country who talk about how living green can improve your lifestyle and be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website, www.mrsgreensworld.com, for more information about her guests.
Hello, world. Happy Saturday before Thanksgiving, my very, very, very best favorite time of year. This is News Talk 790 KNST, and I am indeed Mrs. Green. You have tuned in to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, the All Green Talk radio show, where we make sustainability a fun and informative topic every week. And someday you're going to get to hear how much fun we have off the air and make jokes about things like, does my hair look all right? Because you just really, even when you're on the radio, you want your hair to look nice because that's the way it is. So in studio guest today, another great topic, another great guest, Stacy Sire from Environmental Development Group. And they are an environmental industry leader in commercial and industrial facility management. And if you're like me, it's like, really? Or really? So we're going to find out what all that means in the second segment. But right now, I want you to know we're going to give away a $50 gift certificate to Sunflower Farmers Market a little bit later in the show. So listen carefully and write the number down, 520-880-5678. I do have some news. I had a great green team meeting at Chapman Tucson yesterday. Neb Yonis will be the guest on our show on December 4th. Next week, Mrs. Green will be in L.A. with her family, celebrating Thanksgiving, so there will be a best of show. I hope you tune in anyway. So this announcement, it may be the first car dealership in the world to change a wasteful practice. So that's all I'm going to tell you. Chapman Tucson is going to have some great news. Car sales are up, which is really good for the country. And Neb is a great guest, and we're going to ask him some different kind of questions about Chapman and their direction and car dealerships, cultures in general. So I want you to know that Schaefer Dry Cleaners did have the first twin last night. They opened their first location, and that they're of 11. They're going to have 11 locations, and they're going to be this one is at Craycroft and River. And I have to tell you, I had a blast. It was fun. I went over there just to see what it is, and they are really promoting green. They use green earth technologies. And today there's an open house at Oro Valley, Oracle and Push Ridge Lane. So they're covering the northwest side, and there are all kinds of great contests. You can win plastic free dry cleaning for a month if you bring in the most hangers and plastic bags. All good. And to me, I really read a lot when I was there. They use a green earth cleaning method, and they're such a family. The Schaefers are such a great family, and they do care about us, and they do care about our families and about our community, and Mrs. Green loves that. Okay, get on your turkey grease and get it in the containers, please, not in the drain. And I don't want to put the whiny voice on, but you can go to my website, mrsgreensworld.com. It's the featured event on my homepage. If you live on the east side, if you live in Midtown, if you live in Northwest, or if you live south, or even in Sahuarita, there is a turkey grease dump station near you. And Stacy can even speak to that a little bit when she's on. She's listening and working on her iPad, which I absolutely have to say I love. She's a modern chick. And we are going to talk about the turkey grease a little bit when Stacy's on the show in the next segment. Okay, it's Clean Cities. It's all of our really good partners. It's Greecycle. It's EDG. It's Sahuarita, the town of Sahuarita, and Pima County Waste Management. So save your turkey grease. It's such a little thing to do, and it can make such a big difference. Okay, no more whining. No whining on this show. Just want to plant the seed. Black Friday is coming up, and it's a huge shopping day. Huge shopping day. One of the biggest in the year. People think locally owned. It's like money in the bank. The taxes stay here. The salaries stay here. I can't think of a state that needs more spending of local dollars than Arizona. So I'm not asking you to go out and charge up a bunch of stuff. But as you're preparing for the holidays, think about it. Really think about it. Take your reusable bag shopping. I think gift certificates are a wonderful present. It cuts down on wrapping. It's something you know people love. I'm just telling everybody who's listening that knows me, if you want to buy me a gift certificate for a massage, I would really like that. That would be so good. And if you want anything at Vervet, anything at Aveda, think about what people love to get. If they're an artist, go to a local art store. One of my favorite gifts is getting a picture that's framed. My sister-in-law and my kids are great at doing that. So they give me family pictures, something that I really don't take the time to do usually. So just think about that and think locally. And even if you go to the big box stores, because everybody needs the savings, eat in a local restaurant when you're out on Friday after Thanksgiving. Just take the time to think about it and think about these are the restaurants that are going to employ your children when they want to be busboys and waiters and waitresses. So think locally. And another perfect segue, there is a contest at Mrs. Green's World. I'm Dreaming of a Green Christmas. We've gotten some wonderful ideas from people. I read it every day, and it's because I'm Mrs. Green, I get that. But if you don't have a good idea that you want to share, or if you do have a good idea, visit the site anyway and vote. Vote for the people that did care enough. I literally mean if you go to MrsGreensWorld.com, click on the, it's in the header, just look at what people have submitted and vote. And there are lots of great, fun, innovative family ideas. And I will tell you, it takes about 10 seconds. The second part of that is the gift certificate. The first prize is a $1,000 gift certificate to Abbott Taylor Jewelers. So by your voting, you might get that person to win. And there have not been as many votes as we would like. So we're just going to whip it up. And people, you can vote every day. So take that 10 seconds to make a difference. Okay, Goodwill. I announced last week that the grand opening of their Bear Canyon store was going to be on December 4th. The build-out did not happen fast enough. Imagine that. I can't believe that happened. It never happens. Everybody's always on time. So it's moved to the 11th of December, and that's okay. But their official grand opening starts on the 9th at their Bear Canyon store, which is Bear Canyon and Tega Verde. And when I met with the Goodwill people yesterday or the day before, the prizes they're giving away that entire weekend, I said to them, can I win? One of them is a flat screen TV. I hope you guys are listening over there, my board op angels, because you can go to the Goodwill at Bear Canyon and Tega Verde and register to win a flat screen TV, a digital camera, an iPod. And the weekend that I'm doing a live remote, we're going to do something really fun. I'm getting little mini-me's of Mrs. Green made, and we're going to hide them in the store. So if you find mini Mrs. Green and you bring it up to the table, you're going to get some even cooler prizes. So it's great. And today there is 50% off at all Goodwill locations. I reminded my husband of that. I even spoke about this at Rotary, the Rotary Club of Tucson. I spoke on Wednesday, and I showed them my Puma dress that I got at Goodwill. They have great stuff there, really great, high-end, beautiful things, and they never throw anything away. So up next, we have a great in-studio guest. You can tell we're already having a lot of fun. We're going to fix our hair, put our lipstick on the break so that we look good on air. Stacy Sire from Environmental Development Group. They are an environmental industry leader in commercial and industrial facility maintenance, and we're going to give away $50 to Sunflower Market. Stay tuned and get your finger on that dial, 520-880-5678, when I ask the big question. We'll be right back. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST.
790KNST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hope you're having a great Saturday. It is El Tour de Tucson, so be careful when you're out driving. Last year we had a pretty ugly spill with a motorist, so let's be careful, be very cautious, and if you are at all able to avoid driving that route, that's really, I think, the best idea. So in-studio guest today, who is going to inform us about great green things happening for the planet, Stacy Sire from Environmental Development Group, an environmental industry leader in commercial and industrial facility maintenance. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hello, Mrs. Green.
How are
you? So great to be here.
It's fun.
And exciting. I've been waiting a long time to meet you.
That she's making it up. She knows me. Okay, so I outed you. So share with the world, what is environmental industry? What is industrial and commercial environmental management? Tell us what you do.
Well, basically, we're a commercial contractor. We perform facilities maintenance for all kinds of commercial and industrial applications. So we started as a small excavation company in Silver
City. Like hazardous waste excavation or any kind of
excavation? Any kind of excavation. And we basically built a business going to small towns that, you know, needed licensed insurance and bonded contractors, went out and grew our business basically just going to these small areas. Many years ago, probably a decade ago, one of our largest customers came to us and said, we really want to get into, you know, the green business, being green, doing things that are good for the environment. So we had to really rethink our business and think, you know, where we wanted to be as a business. And from there, it just grew. So we learned to
grew and grew.
And we learned to do the things that, you know, we did best and putting a green spin on it. So changing out the materials that we used, using green products wherever we could, and it just grew from there.
So give us a concrete example of a project. So that it's still kind of up in the clouds for me. When you say this big client came to you, what did they want you to do?
Basically, they would come to us and, you know, a typical project would be, you know, instead of planting, you know, the regular landscaping, just going out and
right.
buying, you know, we would do xeriscaping, or we would find environmentally conscious ways to, you know, build the landscaping. So a typical
save
example.
Save water and like mounds and all those little
and,
things.
And basically going out into our own market and looking for new ideas. One of the new ideas we found were some of the synthetic grasses that you see. There are companies that make that grass out of old tires.
Right, and recycled materials.
Right, all types of recycled materials. So that was one of our largest projects that we took on, and that was probably over 8 years ago. So that, you know, being green was relatively new on the spin as far as, you know, being really out there. There were people that were doing that, but this was something innovative. So we jumped on that bandwagon and found, you know, the best ways to do the things we do, being green.
And when you say industry leaders, I am a research junkie now. And when you read information about what the biggest dogs in the world are doing, and I'm talking on the level of Microsoft and Apple and Citibank and continuously, you know, growing list of people, IBM, they're on the forefront. I mean, when I interview them, they're on the forefront. So somebody coming to you 8 years ago, there are companies just waking up to this now, and now it's catch up. It's playing catch up. How important was it then, or is it now? We have a lot of people on the show that talk about a water shortage, and I've had at least three people on the show and in public forums say the wars of the future will not be fought over oil, they'll be fought over water. Is that a high priority for a lot of your clients?
Oh, exactly. I mean, that was the big push. You know, a lot of these larger customers, they deal with the cities, and the cities want them to, you know, adhere to their requirements, and that's what everybody's looking at in the future. So yes, of course, if you're, you know, planting things that are not requiring water, it's always in the best interest of saving water.
And saves money. That's the thing. Most people, business people, want to know, okay, I think it's great. I want to do something for the environment. Show me the ROI. I want to know what my return on investment is. And I, of course, arguably, it could be some of the best return on your investment if you do it smart, especially with landscaping. You don't want big green lawns that you're going to have to water. Does it go as far as people wanting to do like rainwater harvesting and the use of gray water? Do you get into that if the client asks?
We have, and we can. And we basically, that's, you know, we've built our business on people coming to us and saying, this is what we want to do. This is our idea. Go out in the market and search. Probably the best example we have here in Tucson, a customer came to us about 2 years ago and said, listen, we have this large amount of used cooking oil that we have in our facilities right now. This is what we're doing with it. We've heard that other entities have done, you know, either biodiesel or, you know, all kinds of things with this used cooking oil. Some people make shampoo products out of it. These are the different things you can do. Research it, come back to us and tell us what you find. And that's actually how EDG Fuels started. It started with a customer coming to us saying, you know, this is what we would like you to do, research it. And we came back with
grease.
The program. Yes. And exactly,
grease.
Here you are. Now we collect grease and we make that into biodiesel right here in Tucson.
So it's like get your grease on instead of get your green on. I had no idea till I met Colleen Crown and Shield and then went out to look at your facility and really the whole evolution of Mrs. Green. We don't throw grease down the drain in our house anyway. My husband is very, very judicious about how to even use the garbage disposal. But it's really bad for your house, for your own drains. The Drano commercial comes to mind where just everything gets stuck. But it really is bad for the water management system because it's just gunks it up, just like it does to your, you know, you magnify that. So we're a little bit ahead of it, but I like that. No, let's go back. Where are you? I want to know how many, because you're in multi-states. You're not just in Tucson. I think you started in Silver City. That was one of the first places. My husband's from Deming, so I knew that when we first met. Was Silver City the first, when you say little town, talk about a wonderful, beautiful, awesome place, especially going up to the Gila River. That's nice. The Gila.
Yes, that was the first location. So we started in Silver City, New Mexico. We actually moved from California to get out of the hustle bustle to Silver City, New Mexico. enjoyed life there for about 14 years. And because our business grew so quickly, we outgrew Silver City. We still have a location there. We have many employees there. But now we do business everywhere in every state in the United States now. Probably after the first of the year, we're moving a location to Puerto Rico. So we've grown vastly.
I have to go
vastly.
Down and examine the site.
Yes.
Don't you think so, guys? We have
That's
to do
the
a
next
site
trip.
Visit. Let's hear a little bell here. Oh, yeah. I think we need a Mrs. Green field trip to see if it's green down there. Okay. Let's do it.
I will
no
be
idea.
Your
That's
tour guide.
News. Oh, that's thank you very much. And I'm sure that your husband won't mind at all. Jeff, yeah, if you're listening, I'm ready to go. My bags are packed always for Puerto Rico. Okay, so what are you going to move to Puerto Rico? The company headquarters?
No, just we have work that's taking us to Puerto Rico. Basically, we have a customer that's out in the Puerto Rico market and wants us to bring not only used cooking oil collection, but possibly, you know, a fuels plant. We do also collect organics.
Go ahead.
That we collect organics, and so that's going to be the big push out in Puerto Rico.
Okay, we ready to go to a break? There's a little back noise here. Okay, we're still doing great. You know, you hear these noises and you think, you know, I've gone a little off, but it's okay. So Puerto Rico, and by you mean that will be the first stop for you off the continental United States.
Correct.
So you'll be off of our 48 states that are all connected. So do you have anything going on in Hawaii, or could we work on business development
there?
We
actually do have things going on in Hawaii, and we have for many years.
So that's good to know. What do you do there? I mean, we visited there in June, and I know that it is all volcanic rock, but it's a very it's quite an individually diverse. I don't want to say very unique because it can be unique or not very unique, but it was. Is there a lot of talk about water issues and Hawaii, major water issues surrounded by water? So
right.
That would be.
Well, a couple of the contracts that we have there are, one, stormwater management, and secondly, plumbing and lift station, which also is related, you know, grease related, you know, related to grease coming through the plumbing and going into the city sewer system. And those are our two largest contracts in Hawaii, and we've had those for quite a long time.
So do you contract, when you say, are there some public works that you contract with, like city government, county governments?
No.
No, it's all private.
Private all
industry
private.
That are probably trying to comply with the waste mm-hmm. management issues that are ordinances in those areas.
Right.
I mean, I have learned so much about what goes down the drain and what a huge issue it is, because when it rains, it pours. So all the water comes and then everything gets moved. And for businesses, huge issue, the water
right.
runoff from parking lots and buildings.
And just think, here in Tucson, there's, you know, 300 to 400 restaurants. They're all using grease to some degree, you know, and that doesn't even count, you know, your grocery stores that are actually cooking and have delis inside, you know, the grocery stores. So.
And I always wonder what they did before it. I mean, I know that you and I have talked a little bit. I've asked some of the restaurants what they do with their grease, and more they are absolutely participating in some type of recycling of their grease. But what did they do before? Did they really just throw it in the? Yes, she's shaking her head. That's like so gross for me to even think about. And that's something that the average consumer, that be me, doesn't think about when I go and have my occasional yearly French fry. Ha ha ha. Where is the grease going? You just don't think. And that's part of what has been the most exciting journey. Part of the journey for me is, where does it go? Because there is no more away. I mean, we're using away up very, very, very quickly. So we're going to talk a little bit about that whole. You can't tell what the other EDG says online, because that's going to be my question for the contest winner.
Oh, okay.
So you are listening right now to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Our in-studio guest is Stacy Sire from Environmental Development Group, and they are an environmental industry leader in commercial and industrial facility management. And when we come back, Stace, I really want to talk to you about the whole fuel, biodiesel, what you're doing, what the plant is here in Tucson, because it's big and it's magnificent and it's exciting for what it looks like to come. Agreed?
Sounds great.
That's a good place to start. And as soon as I come back, I'm going to ask the big question that'll help you win a $50 giveaway to Sunflower Markets as my way of saying thank you to all of you for Thanksgiving. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. 520-880-5678. Get ready to call in and win. We'll be right back.
News Talk 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Again, happy Saturday. In studio, our buddy Scott. And I think today I know what we're going to talk about. The greening of Scott, 123.
Hi, Mrs. Green. How are you?
Great.
I want to talk about, you know, kind of like the My Great Green Journey. We've talked about it a couple times in these segments. And when I had the pleasure of guest hosting your show recently in the past,
Stevie Mack,
I introduced myself and it was kind of fun. I said, you know, I'm this is not Mrs. Green. This is the Great Green Student. And, it's been a great journey, you know, talking with you, listening to your show and reading some of the stuff. But I just want to keep talking about, you know, my journey. We've talked about, you know, now we go to Bookman's and I take the kids there and we take back our videos and we recycle those and we buy other ones. And, you know, we've been doing that with video games, which, is, you know, I didn't know they had until we started going there. Cartridge World, another great resource here in Tucson. Prices are less. I get to take back the cartridges instead of throwing them in the landfill, which we have been doing. But recently we started going to Goodwill. Which I never thought I would go to Goodwill.
I love Goodwill.
I mean, it's amazing.
I love it. Now, you guys can't see, but I have a dress on today from Goodwill that's actually on my website. That was like $5.60.
And, funny.
It is a designer dress, and I think people really need to get their head around the kind of things they can find at Goodwill, because my daughter, Emily, has gone to Goodwill and comes home and says, Mom, you're not going to believe the things that I have found. So that is an excellent new find. And they're opening one at Bear Canyon.
Oh, wow.
Which is going to be close to you in the beginning of December.
Well, and part of my conundrum, when we go through this, I had all this stuff that I didn't know what to do with. You know, the Bookmans wouldn't take it. Again, you know, I do take stuff out to World Care, but it wasn't stuff they were interested in. So I took it over to Goodwill, and they take it, they fix it up, and they sell it.
And they repurpose everything. If they don't sell it, they have another organization that they give to. I know that they trade with the Habit Store. So nothing goes unused to Goodwill. People think about them as just the resale, but they also have major programs to support people going back and looking for careers. They have programs for the physically and mentally challenged. I mean, it's an unbelievably – it's one of the top-rated Goodwill industries in the country. Their CEO got an award for outstanding CEO for Goodwill for the country.
Amazing. So now I just, like I said, that's part of our green journey. The other one's, of course, my garden, which I'm still working on.
Right.
We've got a couple things planted, and we've been starting to harvest strawberries and munch on those and our spices.
You're doing some more things that Mrs. Green isn't doing.
I can't wait. Well, composting, that's next, but I haven't gotten there yet. But it has been a great green journey, and we've talked about it. I love the show because it's for everybody. It's not just
and
for the dark greens.
And it gives you chunks that you can really do. It's
well,
really
you.
That you can incorporate in your lifestyle. So
great.
Thank you very much. Okay, this is Scott from Legendary World. You can always get to him through me, MrsGreensWorld.com or LegendaryWorld.com. And thanks for being in studio. Have a great Saturday. And you will be hearing from Scott again. He's coming in live. Maybe he'll find where Mrs. Green is. You are listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Happy Saturday before Thanksgiving. I sound euphoric today because I'm leaving on a jet plane to go to L.A. and be with my daughter Katie, and my granddaughter Madison is flying in, and we're celebrating Madison's 10th birthday. So there's like joy in the air for me. And my husband, Mr. Green, is coming on Tuesday, so I'm already in the Thanksgiving mood. I'm wrapping it up in my head. I'm ready to have some fun in L.A. Okay, here's the big question. Callers, tell me what the other EDG stands for as part of this company. You heard about Environmental Industry Leader, Environmental Development Group, and there are other initials. And we want to know, and you can win a $50 gift certificate to Sunflower Market, 880-520-5678. I forgot for a minute. It's like the phones are ringing already, so I'm excited. So we have in-studio guest Stacy Sire from Environmental Development Group, and we have Tom on the air. And what does he want to know? Does he have a question?
Hello?
Tom, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, this might be just a second before Stacy comes on. So I heard her bio, and I thought this might be appropriate. Could you comment on the development of non-aerosol products for home use, meaning air fresheners, personal care, hairspray, window cleaners, you name it? I've been tracking this for several years, and I have a follow-up comment, and I just wondered if you found a good source or good company that has been able to replace the traditional aerosol-type products with something that's not chemically propelled.
Great question. Stace, do you know the answer?
I don't know the answer to that.
But Tom, I love that you called in with that question.
Could you want to hear the answer now for me?
Sure, yes, that would be great.
Yes, we do.
Okay, I've been developing a non-aerosol spray product. I'm the inventor. I'm here in Tucson. And originally I invented it to cool off the interior of the 180-degree cars we have out here. When you park a car out here, it gets 180 degrees in about 15 minutes in the summertime. And what I've developed is a product that is made in the Netherlands, but it uses 12 spray nozzles, and it's basically a finger pump. But what I'm thinking is, you know, the interior of your home is laden with chemicals from air fresheners, and the chemical air fresheners, like from Glade, they can form formaldehyde, and they can cause lung damage, and this is well-published. So I'd like to send you guys some information on what I do, because there's just, if we could kick the aerosol can, do you know how many tons of propellant we wouldn't be using? Do you know how many millions of cans we wouldn't be putting in the landfill? And do you know how many dollars you would be putting back in your pocket because you didn't go aerosol?
And how many lungs in our bodies would not be getting gunked up from all of the chemicals that are emitted? I'm with you. Send information to Gina at MrsGreensWorld.com, and we're thrilled that you called in. And you can even call back if you want,
oh, yeah,
if you know what the other EDG stands for Environmental Development Group. Listeners, it's one Google or Bing away. You just, I'll give you a little hint. It has to do with little symbols that you see in restaurants throughout the city. 880-5678, area code 520.
Does he want to give it a guess?
Could I give you just a tip on the air fresheners? If you buy essential oil like tangerine, and
yes,
you emulsify it in a little bit of rubbing alcohol, that now it's emulsified. Then you mix it with water, and you can spray that in any kind of sprayer, and you've totally eliminated chemicals.
There's a myriad of other things. It's one of my favorite subjects. So
thank you
for calling in, and we appreciate that input. Stay in touch. Okay, that was Tom. Thank you for calling in. If you know what the other EDG stands for, come on, somebody's out there, 880-5678, area code 520. Okay, Stacy, talk about what some of your biggest challenges have been. So a client comes to you, and they say, design for us. You're the industry leader in commercial and industrial facility maintenance, and we want to go green. We want it to be less toxic. We want this. We want that. What are some of your biggest – does anything come top of mind for a big challenge?
Probably our biggest challenge is just finding the time. We have so many people that are contacting us, not just, you know, large
so
companies,
great,
but local companies wanting to do new innovative, you know, projects. We just don't have the time. So, you know, we have to look at what all our requests are and see how we can group them, take those ideas and just run with it. So right now we have three or four types of different projects that are going on that are, you know, new, new exciting things, and we just can't, you know, get to everything. And so time is our biggest challenge.
And when you talk about the geographical spread, I mean, I had no idea. I mean, you have, I think, core locations, but if you're going to Hawaii and then to Puerto Rico and you have to send teams of people that know what they're doing, what's the incentive on the commercial and industrial end for doing this? Is it really mostly out of the goodness of people's hearts that they do it?
I think it's twofold. I think that, yes, they want to do the right thing. They want to, you know, be environmentally conscious, but on the other hand, you know, they want to do the best thing for the almighty dollar. I mean, you know, the government gives tax credits. You know, larger corporations take advantage of those. You know, so I think that that's a driving force as well. And I don't see that there's a problem with that. You know, if we can do something that's good for the environment and, you know, a person could make money on it, whether it be Tom, you know, developing some, you know, non-aerosol product or a larger corporation, why not do it?
I agree with you. And I think what happens is the lasting impact is huge. And we do have a caller. And Kat, it's okay. We can take it on the air if they have the answer. Okay. There's a little bit of a glitch in the matrix. We're having some trouble with the telephone lines. If you can call in, call back 520-880-5678. Stuff happens when you're live on the air and we just go with the flow. Okay. So, Stacy, tell us a little bit about the biofuels plant and the production and what kinds of things you're turning into. And I'd like to get into a little bit about, you know, I know from being Mrs. Green, there are a growing number of people that really use oil to fuel their vehicles. They really do. And they've converted it and they say it's not hard and this is what they do. So what are you doing over there in your big building? It's off of Palo Verde, yes?
Off of Hughes Access, right across from Raytheon.
Right.
Well, we're converting used cooking oil into biodiesel. But, you know, the idea, as we were speaking earlier, you know, came to us from a customer that said, hey, we have a large volume of used cooking oil, and these are the ideas we have, and we just took that idea and ran with it. At the very beginning, when we were, this was all a concept, you know, we were looking for a location and trying to decide exactly how we were going to, you know, put this all together. There was a lot of people that said, you're not going to be able to do this. And basically it goes back to, you know, the biodiesel plants at that time were on such a huge scale, you would need, you know, a whole city block, a mile, to be able to build something that would produce that. And we took the technology that we had with, you know, technologies others had, and, you know, built a plant that's basically a tenth of the size and can produce just as much biofuel.
Now, what's going to happen? Do you think it'll be, I love, one of my favorite books in the world is The Tipping Point. And all of these things are the little engine that could, and a lot of them are picking up steam. TEP is an example for all of the solar installers that are here and the number of houses and communities and schools and new buildings that are getting solar put on them. Do you think there'll be a tipping point where more and more and more people start using biofuel for their vehicles?
Of course. And I think a lot of that is also fueled by, you know, the government subsidizing some of those programs. So one of the things that the biodiesel industry lost just within the last year was the credit, the dollar credit coming back. Ethanol did get their dollar back, but, you know, biofuel didn't. So
something's got to jump start it, but at some point the long-term success is private industry taking over and some of the visionaries saying, we're going to make this work, some of the car manufacturers making it work. So it's I think there's a great something to be said for jump-starting it, and then it's great when private industry gets involved in the partnership, like TEP has, really good things happen. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Sorry for the glitch in the matrix. Please call 520-880-5678. You knew what the other EDG stands for, and a little hint, the middle word is dining, and we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. $50 gift certificate to Sunflower Markets. Stacy from Environmental Development Group.
790KNST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790KNST. We are interviewing Stacy Sire from Environmental Development Group. While we were off the air, a caller made it through. Her name is Vivian, and EDG is what we're going to talk about next. Enjoy Dining Green. It's an exciting new program, EDG. Her name is Vivian. Vivian, thank you for calling in. $50 gift certificate to Sunflower Farmers Market. And Sunflower, thank you for supporting Mrs. Green by that wonderful contribution for one of our listeners. Happy Thanksgiving. And before I forget, sometimes we run out of time. Pick up a copy of the New Southwest. We are media partners. It's such a proud accomplishment for Tucson. It's a great, great, great publication. You can pick it up in about 1,500 locations throughout the city, so be watching. And their new name is the New Southwest. They used to be Tucson Green Magazine, and I know that you're familiar with them, too. They've done a story on you, and they're just great partners. Jim and Michaela were visionaries, and they get their green on regularly. Such a great source for information. So can we segue to Enjoy Dining Green program? What is it? How's it going? Who's in so far? That's only three questions. I have like many, many more. So what is it? And I love that you used EDG, EDG, and EDG. Good branding.
Yes, we wanted people to remember who we were and what we were all about. So Enjoy Dining Green is a coalition of environmentally conscious businesses and restaurants, and basically, you know, doing what we can to be green and get our grease on, I guess. We'll have to use that.
Get your grease on. See, they took it from Mrs. Green. I love it. I love people to say, people, get your green on. It's so much fun and so easy. So restaurants are a target. You want? I see the symbol, and they say, and you've got a little logo sticker on the front of the restaurant. I'm very conscious of it. I always comment on it. I drive my family nuts because I have to tell them, I'm so proud of you, blah, blah, blah. So let's give a shout out for some of the restaurants that were the first to say yes.
Gosh, some of the first, the Beeline down on 4th Street.
I love the Beeline. Oh my gosh.
So do I.
Hot and hip for the little kids like that are under 30. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Surreal, that's up in the north
Our
section.
Friend, the Greenbergs, yes.
Zendejas, 13.
Awesome. Okay.
Sam Hughes Place.
Love that. We've had lunch there, you and I. And I didn't eat all those French fries. You had a couple. I know that.
Did I? I don't think so.
You did.
But
I've
if you
witnesses.
Think I did.
You did.
And the Marriott Star Pass. Now, that's just to name a few. Probably about a year ago, we were only collecting 50 gallons a month. Now we're well over 1,200. That's just
You're kidding.
The Tucson restaurants. Yeah, and we only have 25 partners right now. So
that's a lot of grease.
It is, but we could definitely use more. And there's, you know, 300 to 400 restaurants in Tucson. So we have a group of people actively out there now, you know, talking to people about, you know, Enjoy Dining Green, talking to them about becoming a partner.
I have to tell you this. Yesterday, I'm meeting with people and reviewing all of the social media platforms that Mrs. Green is involved in. And my biggest challenge, I want to be the funniest 60-year-old on YouTube, okay, in some outrageous green way that I'm not quite sure yet. So I
think we could help you with that.
Help me, and I told you I'm not getting in a vat of fat. I'm just not going to do that. Even I have my limits. A vat of chocolate, that's one thing. And I think it's really interesting because people that have really done their homework that I'm either prepping to prepare to see if they want to be a guest, to see if they'd be a good fit, or a lot of the young minds, as I call them, that are very social media savvy, I asked them if they've looked at any of my YouTube videos and guess what their favorite
They're
one is.
They're looking at the bacon grease.
The bacon grease. The bacon grease. And I look at that. It was so easy to do it with you. And what, for those of you that are sitting by your computers, you can go. It's gotten a lot of views. And we were out at a Viva La Vida Verde site in way out east, Vail, with Tom Doucette. And Stacy brought the container that you throw the bacon fat in, that you pour the bacon fat in. And I had like four cans. I am a bacon queen. I admit it. I love it. Don't know what it's doing to my arteries, but we get this really healthy bacon at Safeway from the butcher. The butcher sees my husband coming and says, how much you want today? And it was so spontaneous and fun, and it's easy. All we do now is keep it in a can, and the next time that we get to see a dumping station, we won't be here for LA, but we keep it, and it's fine. It's just absolutely fine.
Yeah, and since we need those ideas on what, you know, collecting grease, that could be a future contest, I think.
That could be a future
contest.
You
know, Mrs. Green and what promotion we could do with grease, the next YouTube video. That sounds crazy. I could get involved
outrageous.
In that.
I see some type of a green cheerleading outfit on me. It's like, you cannot get too outrageous for me. As long as it's clean and family fun, I'm ready. Okay, so you're collecting grease from these restaurants. Now, do they have to pay you? Is there a fee for them to give you their grease?
There's no fee. It's a free oil collection. We provide the free collection containers. Those are, some of them are, you know, the big blue barrels that the one that's in the YouTube video.
Right.
But also some restaurants have asked us to make custom containers, and we have done that. So, you know, it just depends on their volume, basically.
And they would otherwise, I mean, I know that there would be traps for the drains that people would pour it down instead of putting it in these containers.
Right. Well, and it's more, you know, not just providing the containers, but it's the education to the employees that work in the actual restaurant. Because, you know, you get a 16-year-old kid, their first job, they don't know. They don't cook at home, so they don't really know.
That's right. If they're my kids, they don't cook. My one daughter does, and if she's listening, she'll be mad at me. But it's like they take after their mother. But my husband, like I said, never puts it down the drain. So then you take it to the plant, and you convert it to biofuels.
Correct.
Where's the end user? Are you selling it?
We're selling it. Yeah.
And who's buying it?
Who's buying it? Right now, it's a fleet application.
Awesome.
So we are not set up for the individual yet to come. That's probably something that's going to come out in the next year or so. But right now we have fleet applications. So we have large companies with fleets that are using this. And that actually, you know, was a partnership hand in hand with collecting the used cooking oil. Basically, that same customer wanted to turn their used cooking oil into biofuel. And that was the inception of the whole program.
And there is a financial upside.
Yes, there is.
There is such a financial upside. A lot of these companies, they're doing it for a good reason, but they're also doing it because they're good businessmen and women, good corporate stewards of the company's
right.
bottom line.
Well, and you really got to hand it to the people, you know, the people in the management that were involved in this, because, you know, they went out on a limb and said, listen, we want to do this. This is something that we're interested in. We want to, you know, take this prototype and see if we can make it work. So, we did this program out in Buckeye at a distribution center out there, and there's 15 trucks that are actually running on that biofuel right now. They're going all over the country. They just don't start in, you know, Buckeye, Phoenix. They go, you know, all over the country. So
because
it's a great program.
That's a place where trucks cross. I mean, it's a port. Okay, so tell me, do you have anything that, not because of time, but because of the either enormity or the unusual nature, that you've said no, that's not, we're not going to do that. There's not. No,
I guess
no,
that's
no,
our
no.
problem. We never say
no.
You
don't no. say, just say no. You,
it's just another day.
Is it? Is, you are excited about, like you said off air, that you get these projects handed to you, and doing the research to find the solution is it's uncharted waters.
Right. It's always, you know, it's new and exciting. And it's not just about the idea. The ideas are great, but it's great to take those ideas and actually turn it into a business.
The execution.
You know?
Yes.
Well, the execution can drive you crazy.
Right.
Yes.
I think that would drive me crazy. It's the devil in details. Now, what about, do you see, like, I know with fleets can have the biggest impact. I don't even know the answer to this. Would it be possible at some point where school buses and city buses could use cooking oil?
Of course.
I've got to go fill my bus up with cooking oil. It's just a concept
right.
that I love.
Right. And you know, usually they don't talk about the cooking oil. It's about the biofuel. There are many things that can be made out of it. It just happens that we, you know, make that out of used cooking oil. And, you know, we are in discussions with, you know, companies locally and regionally about, you know, using our biofuel in their fleets for buses. I do know that there's already some programs in Tucson. You know, our big push right now is really to get more used cooking oil from Tucson. You know, what a great thing to be able to collect it here and put it back into our community. And it doesn't have to just stop there. I mean, you know, I've said before, it'd be great to collect it in Tucson and sell it to Phoenix or sell it to LA or sell it to, it can go all
Love
over the country.
Love that idea. Love that idea. We're trying to brand ourselves as such a sustainability city. There are so many wonderful people that come on the show that have ideas, that have the next idea that hasn't even been invented yet, and they're trying to put it out there. So anything that's branding Tucson as the city of green, Mrs. Green loves that, really loves that. So what do you see the company 5 years down the future? I think you have about a minute to answer that. Do you have a crystal ball?
I don't have a crystal ball, but, you know, because it's always, things have been moving so fast and furious for the last 14 years. I do know that, you know, EDG Fuels right now, it's a small segment of our business, but it's going to continue to grow and prosper. You know, we're looking to create more jobs in Tucson, more green jobs.
Love that. And they're sustainable jobs. I love that. It's not a subsidy. It's going to grow the way the market will support it. How do people get in touch with you?
You can go to our website at www.edgroup.us.
And note that. It's .us.
.us. Right. Well, and now.
There you go.
When we created that address, somebody said, well, you know, we're going to do that because you guys are going to someday be U.S. and, you know, you could be wherever in the world. And I kind of laughed. And that was about 10 years ago.
Buy the domain.
Yes.
That's all I can tell you. Because
yes.
That's why I went to Mrs. Green's World, because the world is my green oyster. That's what I say. Not a good visual, but a good concept.
Well, and also remember, we have a day after Thanksgiving oil collection coming up, too. We'll have our employees out at Sam Hughes Place right across the street. You'll see the big white truck, the blue barrels, and the big banner out there.
People, make that fun. Make it a family thing. Show your kids that you care. And that's part of being a good steward. It's so easy. Happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Stacy, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Our cute chicks in the studio. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. You are all my blessing. Make it a great green week.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST. All about learning that going green can be fun. Visit MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST.